Unpolished Little Gems, Episode 4, Expectation.
In Choices, best friends Goldie and Ally lament the difficulties of finding a meaningful connection with someone special. Choices stars Luke Thomas as Goldie and Louis Remjes as Ally, and was written by Tasman Pinder.
Happy birthday.
Oh, don't. But, well, thanks.
So, what's the plan for 38?
Well, more of this sort of thing.
Nice chair. Ergonomic.
Icelandic.
Ah.
Marcus bought it.
Right. Eager to please.
So it would seem.
Comfortable.
You like?
Oh, yes.
You can have it.
Oh, I couldn't. Possibly.
Early Christmas present. It's too big for this room. Detracts attention from the Boca de Lobo.
Suppose it does, rather.
So, take it.
Won't he mind?
I told him I wanted something subtle. Delicate, but comfortable. To fit with the character of the room.
Indeed.
Scandi chic, please, darling. But does he listen? No. Instead, he digs up some monstrosity from the IKEA basement sale.
I rather like it.
Yes, I thought you might. Well, it would suit your place. Good. Well, that's settled then. It's yours.
Oh, thanks. And thank your man for me.
My man?
Well, he is.
Hardly.
Oh?
Not since last Tuesday.
What happened?
Oh, the problem is they're all so boring. It pains me. Virtually impossible to make any proper connection with anyone, to find anything real.
Ooh.
Oh, do be careful with your drink, Ally. Try not to spill anything on that rug. Just have it cleaned.
Sorry.
It's fine, just expensive.
You do it to yourself.
I do not. And that's what hurts most. I try so hard.
I know.
Oh, I do.
No, anybody can see that.
It's also terribly draining.
I went for brunch with Tommy today.
That's nice. Anywhere decent?
Yes, actually. Fantastic little vegan place in Mayfair.
Lovely. How is he?
Miserable, as always. Not convinced the amitriptyline's doing much good.
Switched his meds?
Yep, kept nodding off into his soup.
Christ.
Asked about your physiotherapist? I think he has designs on him.
With Colin?
Yes.
Ugh, didn't work out.
Now that didn't last long.
He took me for a god-awful meal. At Estrada.
Oh, birthday treat.
Well, Ally, I ordered a steak. Medium rare.
Oh, here we go.
It's not unreasonable.
You always send the first one back.
I just like things to be done correctly.
Do it every time.
So, keeps them motivated to provide attention to detail.
Ask Master.
Honestly, it was bleeding all over the plate.
I've never actually eaten at Estrada.
Practically still mooing.
You don't say.
Unfortunately, the second one was completely over.
Oh, you sent it back twice.
Necessity. It was inedible. So I grabbed the waiter's hand and showed him. There. That's what medium rare's supposed to feel like. Incompetent little twerp.
Oh, dear. And the third?
The third one was fine.
So it's all off with
Colin. I mean, I feel awful about it. He's just too...
Unrefined?
No. He's too...
Needy?
Not needy, no. Too...
What?
He's too fat.
Top up.
Oh, you are marvellous, you know.
Am I?
Definitely.
You want to be careful. You'll end up dying alone in a ditch somewhere.
It's dating. It's not trench warfare.
Isn't it?
Oh, fuck knows. Anyway, hardly my fault. I can't help wanting something special. Someone exciting I can think about. Surely that's not too much to ask.
You're impossible to please.
Nope, not true.
Well, to the impartial observer, it might appear otherwise. Although, I suppose there was that Italian last year. What was his...
Roberto.
That's the one, Roberto. What a flash in the pan that was.
Broke my heart.
Had the strangest taste in leather jackets.
What do you think?
Do you remember the beige one with all those zips?
Oh, yes. Actually, more camel than beige.
Actually, and he was so obnoxious. Couldn't for the life of me understand what you saw in him.
Is it becoming rather too warm in here?
I'm fine, actually. It must be getting late. Ah, it is. It's 2:30. I should probably call for a taxi.
No. No. Stay.
Well, I suppose I could. Your place is very comfortable. I'm right, you know. You'd be much happier if once in a while you just went with the flow of things rather than getting fixated on minutiae. It's actually quite liberating.
I'm not like you.
What? Relaxed and content?
Easily pleased.
Aha! That's your problem, you see. You could be.
Possibly.
Oh my. What a fright. Look at that. And her eyes. Have I put on a bit? Round the, jowls?
No. No, in fact, I think you're...
What?
Well, I suppose I was thinking... Oh, nothing.
Oh, go on.
That top suits you.
Thank you. You'd tell me if I were getting, you know, fat.
You're not. You're just right.
Believe me, I am.
In Origins, Mark learns the truth about his past. Origins stars Sam McGregor as Steve and Arthur Thorpe as Mark and was written by Tracy Haywood.
Hello.
Hello.
Shall we,
sit?
Yeah, sit.
Thanks for agreeing to meet me today.
Hi, here are your menus. Specials are on the board behind you. Would you like a few minutes to decide, or would you like to just order now?
We're fine. We can order now. Is that okay? Do you want to order now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, you go first. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll have the ham and cheese panini, please, and a latte.
I'll have a ham and salad baguette, please, and a tea.
Thanks very much. I'll take your menus. Drinks won't be long.
So how's your mum?
Fine, yeah. She's fine.
Have you got work today?
No. I work 3 days a week during the summer holidays.
And is that... all right, is it?
Yeah, it's fine.
That's good. Good. Is it close to home where you work?
About a mile away. Mainly I go on my bike. Sometimes I walk if it's frosty or windy or something.
Okay. Not too bad.
No, it isn't. Anyway, Thank you for agreeing to meet me today.
Well, that's no problem. I thought I owed it to you.
Hilarious. This is what you owe me, is it? A £4.50 panini and a cup of coffee.
You know what I mean.
No, I don't, actually. Why don't you explain it?
No, you know what I mean. You get it.
I've spent 18 years of my life trying to get it. Let's for once you actually sit with something and explain it to me.
I'm not very good at this sort of thing.
Try then. Make an effort. Try and be good at it. If you were ever going to make an effort in your life to do something, surely this would be one of the times when you would try, rather than just say, I can't be bothered, I'm not very good at it.
Do you want to let me speak or not?
It's the only thing I want.
When I say I owe it to you, but what I mean is, I guess that's not being around caused you to not understand certain things. And whilst I can't undo that and be around, I can help you understand.
Alright.
And so what I think you need to understand is...
No. I am the one who needs to understand things. So we'll do this my way. What's the first thing you thought when Mum told you she was pregnant with me? First thing, come on.
I can't not go to university.
That was it?
Yeah, I was 18. I just got my exam results. I was looking forward to going to university. And so when she told me, I thought, I can't not go to university.
Okay.
And so for a few weeks, I said nothing, hoping the situation...
The situation?
Yeah, well, that's what it was at the time. You wanted answers from me. I could pretend I was this tortured soul, wrestling with an impossible decision. I could say that and sound a lot better. But no, it wasn't like that. I was 18. I wanted to go to university. My older brother Carl had been, and it seemed like a laugh. And so had James, my mate who was a year above me at college. He loved it. And yes, I had it in my mind I was going to get qualifications, and that would be a good thing. But mainly, yes, I wanted to have fun. What do you think of that?
Don't know, really. I don't know what I was expecting. Better story, I guess.
Anyway, as I said nothing for a few weeks, hoping the situation you would resolve itself without having for me having to look bad or for anyone to be angry at me. Again, I want to be honest with you. I wanted an easy life. I don't want to stand up for myself. I didn't want people thinking I was just thinking of myself, even though I was. And yeah, I waited for a while to see if that could be avoided in any way. And when it became obvious that it wouldn't be possible, I spoke up reluctantly.
How did that conversation go?
What, your mum didn't tell you?
No, she said it wasn't up to her to tell your side of the story.
How did the conversation go? We had a meeting with the parents. It was really weird. Because they kept talking about how responsible I was. And that was an adult. And I kept thinking, if I'm an adult, why is my mum here? Anyway, within a short amount of time, accommodation and money and everything came up. And there was no way of putting it off anymore. So I said, I'm going to university still. And anything she wants from me, we'll need to work around that.
And what happened?
Everyone, literally everyone, started crying and screaming. I just got angry. And I thought, I didn't choose this. This is unfair.
Did you use a condom?
What?
I'm curious. You say you didn't choose it. Did you choose to practice safe sex, as they call it?
Here we are, a latte and a tea, and your food will be along shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, back to that night. Did you use protection?
I honestly can't remember. It was 18 years ago. I mean, it seems likely that we would have, but I couldn't tell you what it was.
Funny how events have different meanings to different people. my conception, your late nights, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, so that was it. Me and my mum left your mum's house. We didn't mention it very often. Do you know what? As much as she wanted grandchildren, I think in some ways she was pleased that I wasn't getting too involved.
Why was that?
Well, we never discussed it, of course. I could only guess, and this would be my guess. I think if you're going to have a kid at 18 and make something of your life, you've got to have something about you. Some sort of drive into something. I don't know. But I don't think I had what that was. And she knew it.
Don't you find that a bit depressing?
I guess I could have done. If I'd thought about it too long. But to be honest, me not having my mum go, "You can do it, Steve." It was better for me at the time. Anyway, so for the next month, while I was getting ready to go to university, my mum would give me these updates on your mum in this flat tone. "She's had a scan and they're happy with the size." And I would go, "Okay, good." And we would leave it like that. And so I went to university and the updates were less frequent because I didn't ring very often. I just got on with my life.
How did it feel? Knowing there was a girl walking around pregnant with your baby.
At the time, it didn't feel like that. At the time, it didn't feel like I had given her a baby. I had given her, well, you know. And she had turned that into a baby herself. So I guess I just felt like it was this thing was happening to me. But as it wasn't my choice, it didn't have a lot to do with me.
So the night I was born, 15th of December 2002, were you told at the time?
I was. Before I was going on a night out, my mum rang me on my mobile and told me what had happened. And then I went out with my mates.
Were you sad?
Can't remember too much about it at the time. I think I felt like I'd done the right thing. Like, the alternative wasn't the right choice for me. And I was relieved that on that day, at your mum's house, with our mums, I had said what I wanted, and that I was doing it.
So that's it. The story of me.
Well, that's the story of you from my side.
It's not exactly Hamlet, is it? So, it's all so simple. And why did you go looking for my mum on Facebook the other week?
I don't know. I was at this family barbecue last month, and we were all sitting down to eat burgers, and my brother's wife pointed out that my brother doesn't have ketchup with his burger, and neither do I, and neither does my dad, and that this must be a thing for men in the Francis family, to not like ketchup.
And
I wondered if you liked ketchup.
That's it?
Yeah, I wondered if you liked ketchup. And if you were at the barbecue, would you be another Francis man who didn't have ketchup on your burger?
Wondered if I liked ketchup.
Here we go, that's a panini with ham and cheese for you. And ham and salad baguette for you. Can I get you anything else? Ketchup? Mayo?
I'll have mustard, thanks.
And I'll have mayo.
So, there you have it. Not a ketchup man, like my dad.
Like your dad.
So, now you know. Mystery over.
Yeah, well, we have these family barbecues quite a bit in the summer. And we're having one on Saturday. You could come. We normally deal them at my brother's house. He gets this meat from the local butchers. Best burgers I've ever had. My mum brings round a salad, which we all feel obligated to eat. No one wants it. Can you imagine grown men being forced to eat salad?
Yes, our parents are always our parents.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Would you like to come on Saturday? We can find out more about you. If there is anything else we'll have in common too. the Francis men. You never know. We might have a lot more in common. We've already got ketchup. We might find that you might want to join us at... No, forget it. It doesn't matter. I'm just being stupid. You wouldn't want to...
No, I'm curious. To get to know the Francis men. To see, you know... See what you like and that.
That's great. I think that would be really great.
Me too. So tell me about university. Is it the laugh you thought it was going to be?
Well, yes and no. I've got a few stories I can tell you. My mate Danny, we live together. Danny invented drinking.